perhaps more mortgage rules.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Federal Housing Administration is expected to propose tougher rules for mortgage borrowers today. The FHA has insured nearly a quarter of all new home loans this year, but it's running out of cash. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live from our bureau in New York. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what kinds of changes are we looking at?
Well, Sean Donovan, the Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, is scheduled to testify today before the House Financial Services Committee. And according to news reports, he's expected to propose a few changes. People who take out FHA-insured loans may have to pay more money up front and higher insurance premiums. Their credit scores may have to be higher. And reports say that the FHA would also limit the amount of money that sellers can kick in to entice buyers.
And why the changes, Amy?
The whole idea is to make it less appealing for borrowers to walk away from their loans because they'd have more skin in the game. The FHA has been propping up the housing market by making loans available to people who might not have been able to buy without the agency's backing. But delinquencies are on the rise, and a recent audit showed that the FHA's cash reserves are dangerously low. I should say, though, that the agency is also cracking down on lenders. It stopped doing business with several of them this year. And on Monday, it proposed tougher rules like higher capital requirements.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott joining us from New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's check numbers. European markets are higher right now, barely. Asian shares rose today as well. Hong Kong tacked on about 0.8%. The Nikkei was up about 0.3%. Asia reacting to some good economic news here in the United States, namely an uptick in pending home sales. On Wall Street yesterday, markets added more than 1%. The Dow gained 126 points to close at 10,471. You may have heard the General Motors CEO Fritz Henderson is out. The GM board was upset that the automaker was changing too slowly. Henderson himself admitting frustration there. Chairman Ed Whitaker will take over while a global search is done. When we pick a charity to support, many of us look at the so-called overhead ratio to help us choose. That's the difference between what a charity spends on it and what it does, and then what it spends on administrative costs. But that may not be the best way to judge a charity's effectiveness. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Conventional wisdom says the more money a charity spends on programs and the less on overhead, the better. But Timothy Ogden of donor website Philanthropy Action says that way of thinking hurts charities.
Overhead ratios are killing the industry because every year that donors focus on overhead ratios, the charities get less effective.
Because he says when donors pressure charities to spend less on overhead, they can't do their work properly. He says just think about all the important stuff that officially counts as overhead.
It's hiring qualified and experienced staff. It's quality accounting and tracking so that they know that their funds are being spent well and going to the right places.
Without all that, he says, charities can't have much impact. He says they should be judged on their effectiveness. For example, website myphilanthropedia.org uses nonprofit expert reviews to judge how well a charity's doing its job. Ogden also says donors should contact charities directly and ask them how they measure success, then decide whether to give. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities, and is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
The National Retail Federation says online traffic on Cyber Monday was up 8% over last year. And a lot of analysts believe 2009 is expected to be the best year ever for online shopping. All that mouse clicking is getting a lot of merchandise moving, and as Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports, it's got some bricks and mortars jumping for joy.
At a FedEx sorting facility in Manhattan, a truck has just arrived from Newark Airport. Dozens of workers are fanning out beside a long conveyor belt, sorting, scanning, and putting the packages into smaller trucks for delivery. Just look at the workers' faces and you can tell this is going to be a good year for FedEx. After all, when you buy something online, someone's got to bring it to you.
FedEx expects to process about 13 million packages this year on our busiest day, which will be December 14th.
FedEx spokeswoman Jennifer Cacavo.
Last year, this time, we were looking at about 12 million packages, so we're looking at about a 1 million package increase year over year.
FedEx plans to hire more than 10,000 seasonal employees to deal with the influx. Its bigger competitor, UPS, is hiring 50,000. Neither company would break down exactly what percentage of this year's business will come from online shopping, but we do know the Great Recession will make 2009 the biggest e-commerce season ever. Sucharita Mulpuru is an analyst with Forrester Research.
We expect web retailers, on average, to do 8% better than they did last year.
That's in part because price-conscious consumers are able to do more comparing online. It seems there's no better place to bargain shop.
30% of consumers in one of our recent surveys said that they're actually going to be going online more during the holiday season in order to make sure that they're getting the best deal possible.
The online retail wars have played out in public with Amazon, Walmart, and Target vying for consumers. And it turns out the number one tactic e-tailers use to lure them is, you guessed it, free shipping. Retail analyst Marshall Cohen is with the NPD Group.
Two things that consumers look for, the ease of purchase and free shipping. And free shipping doesn't only mean just one way. A lot of times they're looking for those retailers that are offering to take the goods back for free as well.
And whether it's consumers or retailers paying to fly those packages around the country, the end result is what you might call winning one for the shipper. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And finally, you'll be relieved to know you can travel and minimize damage to Mother Earth. The Union of Concerned Scientists says if you have to go see Grandma or that brother in Dubuque, think reducing carbon dioxide emissions. They say using buses or motor coaches for shorter trips emits the least amount. And if you have to fly, use an airline that doesn't have first class. The more people on the plane, the less carbon emissions for each person. Who needs legroom when you can help save the planet? I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college accountant? How does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox, and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.